Now, we've seen some impressive performances from English midfielders in recent weeks, so who better to run the rule over them than the former England midfielder, Ray Wilkins. Ray, plenty has been said about Dele Alli, so let's start with him. And what a goal he scored on Sunday against Everton. 4 caps, 1 goal so far, and just 19 years of age. He's played the most minutes of any teenager in the Premier League this season, and his stats are pretty good, aren't they? Now, it's been suggested that Roy Hodgson should, in fact, build his team around Dele Alli for the future. OK, so is he the first choice in there, in that midfield at the moment for England?
No, not necessarily, no. I think the hype about Dele is justified, but let's not get too carried away. He's come in, he's done exceptionally well in his first season, and I think he will be an exceptional player as well. But it's the second year that we want to study and look at some of these players, because that's when it's a difficult quest for them. But he's very talented. Dyer, for me, it's a toss-up between Dyer or Carrick, the one that sits in front of that midfield.
Because in particular, Ali?
He gives energy, he gives great technique, as you see there. It's a great goal there against West Brom. He's always on the move. He's playing slightly further forward than the normal midfield player in support of Harry Kane. But he certainly gives you energy. He's got great technique. And he's got a little bit about him as well. He's a bit of a tough nut, a bit of a character. This goal at the weekend, one of those long passes again. What he is, he's capable of breaking the line of defence. And when he breaks, the Alderweireld really does have a fantastic pass in him. And he's putting him in a lot of the time as well. And he can finish.
You mentioned Dyer just there. Let's pick up on him. Ali's midfield partner at Tottenham, Mauricio Pochettino, has turned him into a defensive midfielder with great success. Yeah. If Ali was to play, is he then the obvious choice to complement him?
I think we need someone of that ilk to take that position, Rachel. Yeah, it would be either Michael Carrick for me or Dyer. Dyer's been outstanding. He really has played a good season for them. And he gives them that reliability. He just sits in front of the back four. If a centre-half gets injured, he can naturally play centre-half. So he's a good little foil to have in your team.
Is that team bond between them? So Dyer knows what Ali's going to do much, much more than anyone else. How key is that at international level, that you have that understanding?
Yeah, it is. At times, it's vitally important, especially when you're looking at defensive areas. You know, there's that Dyer there breaking up an attack, and he sends it forward. He does this all the time. He's a bit John Obi Mikelish. Nothing spectacular, but he understands the role, and he does it to very good effect as well.
So that's Dyer performing there, and Dele Alli, another good player who's young and informed this season. We'll take a look at his stats, is Ross Barkley. Yeah. Where do you think he fits into things?
Well, I think with the group of players we have at the moment, Rachel, if we had a holding midfield and played like a diamond in that midfield, then you could have a Dele Alli on one side, you could have Ross Barkley on the other, who's scored 6 goals already this year, Dyer, Dele Alli with 5. So we've got goal scorers breaking from midfield. With the reliability of a Dyer, you could actually play someone like a Wayne Rooney at the tip. But this young man here, he really does have so much ability. Not only scoring-wise, he's got great energy, he gets around the field, and he makes a goal as well. And I've been very impressed with Ross this year. He looks as if he's been in the gym as well. He looks a much more solid young man this year. And, playing really, really well. Look at this goal. Now, pick that out. You know, we're going to need midfield players to score in the Europeans.
Bodes well, doesn't it? They're young, they're in form. There's a few midfielders, though, who are struggling this season with injury. You've got the likes of Carrick, you've got Henderson, you've got Wilshere, all struggling with injuries. Experienced internationals.
Yep.
If they're fit, we've mentioned Dyer, we've mentioned Ali, we mentioned Barkley. Right, if they're all fit, who gets in to the team?
Wilshere, for me, would play naturally if he was fit.
And where does Wilshere play?
Well, he'd play for me on the left or the right-hand side of a Dyer. So we've got a great little mix there, because we, you know, I feel for Roy at this moment in time, because he's got some big decisions to make, and we're going to leave some talented players out of the team as well.
So why is he always injured? Is this bad luck?
I have no idea. What is it? I've no idea, Rob, but I feel for him immensely, I've got to say, because, you know, this young fella is the closest thing we've got to Liam Brady. And Brady was a magnificent...
That's a hell of a tribute.
It is, and it's one that I think he richly deserves. He's got a fantastic left foot, gets forward, makes tackles, probably makes tackles that he shouldn't really go in for, if I'm perfectly honest. But he's a very, very talented young man.